This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's November. This is my first time in November with this show, Tune In with Erica. Hello. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whenever you are. It is great to be together with you today. And as I've said in my Facebook post, holding the space with you. Ooh, it's been a week. If you would like to come and say hello in the Facebook chat room, I am live today, so I will be in there. It's very easy. If you've not been in before, go to 12radio.com on the website. Take a look at the menu on the left-hand side, and you will see the option to chat, and then you can come on in. And I'm just refreshing the page because I forgot to do that. And there's a brand new banner page, which is lovely, very, very autumnal flavours. And let's have a look. And I've now lost my own post. This happens to me sometimes. I put a post in, and then it just kind of vanishes. No, it's not there. I will correct that as I go along. Bear with me as I go along creating a post. I don't know what's happened to my original one. It happens sometimes. I think I have to go in under a different system. I'm not sure. It's been, you know, it's kind of been that kind of week. Extraordinary energies. We had Samhain. We had a new moon in Scorpio. There's been all sorts of other stuff as well. I'm just creating a new post. So saying, with you. Whoops, you live and with love today. Okay, let's post that. See if we can all find each other in the Facebook chat room. I'll just let that getting on with itself and refresh it. And let's see if I can find you, find me. Let's get together and hold this space. So as I said, yeah, it's there. It's just refreshing. Okay, it is there. If you want to come and say hello in the Facebook chat room, there is now a banner with Tune In with Erica there. And you can come and say hello. As I said, extraordinary energies this week, all over the world, but I'm sure where you are in the States, seismic, as you well know, Samhain, new moon. I've been away for a week in Glastonbury, and I did think, do you know what? I go away for 1 week, just 1 week. Could the earth and the rug not move under my feet, please? But it did in all sorts of respects. If you wanted me to take your name with me to Chalice Well or the tour at Glastonbury, and you asked me before I went away, I can assure you that I did. And I did a beautiful fire ceremony in the Chalice Well Gardens, and the whole of the garden was lit with little tea light candles. And the weather was extraordinary. We were in, well, last day of October, and I was dancing barefoot on top of Glastonbury Tor to some native drummers, the Celtic drummers, including a little lad. My goodness, they start early. And just doing all my kind of ancient mum moves. I can still dance a bit. And I just thought, I am just going to let go and go for this. And lots of people were kind enough to say I can still move. So who knows? Anyway, your energy was with me. It was the last day of October. There were red admiral butterflies flying everywhere. There were ladybugs climbing the tour at Glastonbury. Extraordinary energies. It was like late summer. And then the next day was freezing. So an extraordinary energy happened this year on Samhain. So I wanted to share that with you. I can see people now coming into the Facebook chat room. Good morning to Lioness, to you. I will come in there, take a look, and do you some readings as we go along. So yes, extraordinary energies this week. I might do, if I have time, a breathing meditation today that you can go back and get the show. When the show goes to on demand, you can go back and pick it up and use it again and again. Good morning to Laura. I can see you coming into the room. I will go and say hello in a minute, because you know, we've all got breath. It's the biggest gift we have. You're going to have breath every moment that you're alive in this incarnation. So why don't we use it? It's one of my sonic vitamins from my book, Vibrational Sound Healing. Sonic vitamin B for breath. And in times when we literally have our breath taken away by events around the world, it's very, very useful. It's very grounding. It's very anchoring. I was also, I know I did last week, hopefully, I couldn't hear 1-2 Radio when I was halfway up the tour, but I hope that the show with my Starscopes played out. I'm going to go back through them today anyway, because it's kind of nice to have the Starscopes read to you. So I'm going to do that right now, just in case, so you can have your Starscope for the month of November, even though we are 7 days in. And you can find them on the front page of 1-2 Listen. You can find them on my website, angelhandsheal.com, along with all the information about how I channeled them and other energies this month. Also, don't forget, on the front page of 1-2 Listen, it's free, the gratitude board. And given times of heightened energy, sometimes it's very calming to put what you are grateful for on there. And what we should be grateful for is love, because love is the glue that holds life on this planet together. So let me take a look in the Starscopes and just take you through very quickly in case you missed them last week. So Scorpio, what do your dreams look like? Are you daydreaming of how you wish things could be? Or are you getting strong images at night in your dreams? Pay attention. The key to dreams is what the images mean to you, how they make you feel. If life is looking unpromising at the moment, just know that a change in direction is possible if you dream and intend. I've been having some extraordinary dreams and life events at night. I'll tell you more of that in a moment. Sagittarius, you are the architect of your life. Your choices, intentions, and wishes blend with the energies of creation. Be very aware of your feelings and honor them. And sometimes we have to be bold and let go, just as the leaves of autumn release. So we have to honor our own journey, knowing that new is dormant, but will be born into new life. There's a strong theme of forgiveness surrounding this journey. Forgive in all directions of time and space. Capricorn, friendships are at the heart of this month. They are the bedrock of life. It may be you who needs support, or you may be called upon to be the strength a friend needs while they deal with one of life's curved balls. Either way, the situation is not permanent. Life will flow forward again and the wheel will turn to better times. Have patience and be ready for better times once the storm has blown through. Aquarians, it is time to step up and shine your light. The world needs you. Yes, you. You are enough. You are good enough, strong enough, wise enough, loving enough. You can be the light for others who have lost their way in life or are struggling to hold on to the hope that life is a gift and is wonderful. Difficult in times we're living in to see that beam sometimes, but it's always there. And this month, it's you. Pisces, focus on gratitude. Use the gratitude board every day. Perhaps begin a gratitude practice in your journal or online. Start each day with what you're grateful for on waking up. And the pinging noise is because lots and lots of people are coming into the Facebook chat room, and for some reason Facebook is telling me by ringing bells. So that's what that is. See if you can keep it up all month, Pisces. You may be amazed at the clarity it brings to your life when you look into all the corners and not just straight ahead each day. Aries, feelings run deep this month in Scorpio season. You are fire and deep feelings are water. If there are unresolved emotions in your life, they will bubble their way to the surface. Allow them to see the light of day, but do not let them control you. They need to be seen, felt, and released. And this is no time for self-pity or feeling lack or exclusion. That's not the job of the feelings. They are simply showing you where you've been vulnerable in the past. Learn from them and bid them farewell. Taurus, as nature slows down, so it's time for you to do so too. Make sure you take time to relax. Gaze into the fire, stare at the stars, contemplate your navel. Just stop and allow yourself to take stock without taking part in any activity. It's a lost art, and one that can give rise to great personal insight and make space to fall in love with life and balance emotions. Only in still water can you see a reflection. Gemini, the future is fluid and not set in stone. From your standpoint, you can gaze at the path ahead, but only see so far. There could be many possibilities, so do not close yourself to them. You are capable of more than you think. Never underestimate yourself when you set your heart's compass to show you the way. It's time to travel. We move forward. Always be authentic in your desires. Cancerians, sometimes the greatest strength comes from gentleness. Not all victories are won with violence. Standing strong in love is a force to be reckoned with. Take time away from the hurly-burly of life to sit in peaceful contemplation. That's where dreams are born and new journeys begin. Make a wish and trust. Leos, acceptance is the key to navigating this month. Whatever is challenging you, be it big or small, the first steps is to acknowledge and accept. This is a form of surrender. However, it does not mean surrender in the sense of capitulation. Seeing something for what it is and taking time to consider all options and possible compromise is the way forward to a happy outcome. Virgo, it's time to look at things through a different lens this month. This is particularly true of financial matters. There may be more than one way to arrange matters. Take time to think things through, take advice, contemplate, be open to all information, and then stand back even further. If you were looking at the situation on behalf of someone else, what would you tell them? Objective focus is the key. And finally, Librans, sometimes it is wonderful to be independent and act alone. This is not the time. Ask for help this month. Stand up for what you believe in, stand your ground, yet choose your battles wisely. Make sure you look at all the perspective and viewpoints, review and evaluate everything. You may need to change direction. So those are your starscopes on the front page of 1-2-Listen, and as I say, on angelhandsheal.com. Now, so many people have come into the room. That was all the kind of bells and whistles you probably heard as I was taking you through the starscopes. So let me go in there and do the Facebook dance and turn all the comments the right way up into chronological order so I can say good morning and greet everybody who's in there. So good morning to Renee, to Suzanne, who would love a card. I will be doing some. Good morning to Laura and Denise, Lioness Catherine. Right, okay, I will do you some cards. I just wanted to share some thoughts with you that I had when I was asking the angels, what do I need to do today? Where am I focusing? And I was thinking in meditation this morning about confirmation bias and how social media does that to us, because there are algorithms, so it feeds us what we want to see. So it's confirming that the whole world sees life as we do, and evidently this week they do not. So what then that causes? It causes division, it can cause shock, it can cause despondency, because you were so sure that everybody felt like you do. And maybe what we need this week, as we all kind of settle back with the events, is we need some compassion and we need some cohesion. And above all else, we need love. Love is the only glue that's going to make the world go round. And I was thinking that very much when I was away in Glastonbury, and we've got all this energy, and I've come back into quite a lot. I was saying during the, I was reading those starscopes, I had an extraordinary thing happen when I came back. I was asleep at night and I was having a dream, and the only reason I'm aware of the dream is that I was woken up by a strange noise, and I thought, what is that? It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was very aware that I was having this dream. I was in very deep water in some kind of dock, and there was a huge cruise ship, and as it moved, it created this huge wave. And I was there on a surfboard with someone, nobody I know, just a lady, who was like, woohoo, here comes this great wave that this huge boat has caused. And I was terrified. Oh my God, I'm going to drown. It's a tsunami. And at that point, I woke up to this odd noise and got up and thought, what is that? I went downstairs and my fire alarm, a freestanding one with batteries, was going off, going, me, 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 fire, fire, fire. Frightened the life out of me. I was running around the house looking. My fire wasn't lit. There was nothing wrong with the wiring. I hadn't been cooking anything. There were no candles. No idea. So I went back to bed and, of course, didn't sleep a wink for the rest of the night. The following afternoon, I am so tired. I'd done my to-do list. I thought, you know what? I'll just take a little nap for half an hour. Just lay down, got my head on the pillow, and my hard-wired fire alarm outside my bedroom window fired with me, 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 fire, and then turned itself off. And I'm thinking, what is going on here? And clearly there's a message. Someone is trying to tell me something. I haven't quite unraveled who, but I'm beginning to get a bead on it. So yeah, it's been a very, very odd energetic week. Heightened energies everywhere. And I was working with Archangel Raphael, who's a great healer, and asking what I should know. And he said, you know what, we just have to focus on love and friendship. And the scene he replayed to me to explain this, and if you're a Harry Potter fan, you're going to get this immediately. If not, well, you'll get the gist of it. There's a scene in, I think, pretty sure it's Order of the Phoenix, when Harry has been taken over by a dark force. And he mentally beats it, because instead of allowing the despondency and the panic to take over, he remembers scenes of friendship and love and laughter. And it completely dispels the darker power. The darker power is weaker. Love prevails. Love is stronger than fear everywhere. And that is the message that I've got from Archangel Raphael. Never, whether you think today, this week went how you'd hoped, or whether you didn't, love is absolutely the answer. Especially as the days grow shorter and the light retires early to bed as well, we should seek the sun within us. I was having this conversation with another friend of mine who has seasonal affective disorder and who really, really struggles at this time of year. And I said, yeah, we need to be looking for the sun within, because it's always there. So if I get a chance, I'm going to do a meditation with that. But I just want to go back in the Facebook chat room, because I promised you guys that I would do you some reading. So let me just tip the comments all the right way up. And Suzanne would like a card as you adjust to the energies of the week. Absolutely. There's a lot of that. I think we need to sort of stand still and take stock. As I said, a lot of people are in shock one way or the other, because we have this confirmation bias that is just fed by the algorithms of social media. So let's have a look. I've got my angel tarot deck. I call in the angels and the archangels, and a card for Suzanne, please, that she might find helpful. You may have found something in your horoscope that I was reading. And if you'd like to go back and hear it again, and the show will go to on demand, maybe listen to your, if you know it, your rising sign or your moon as well, because your moon in particular is your inner drive, your inner workings, and that may be very helpful to you in these heightened times. There's the card coming out for Suzanne. Interesting, you've got earth cards, very grounding, and I can see that you've been very challenged by this week. So what I've got here is a triple earth card. I've got the nine of earth. Now, this is always about grounding, and grounding ourselves by little rewards, by nurturing ourselves. So nurture yourself this week. I have it with a card to do with the flow of finances, or what we give out comes back to us. So be very careful what you're giving out. It can be physically, but it can be mentally, emotionally, psychically. Be aware of your output, because that's, you may have it mirrored back to you. And the third card, I've got the Knight of Earth, which is that this is work. It is, you know, when we have a shock, whether it was a pleasing shock or not, we have to put some work in to regain our balance, to find love again, to look for love everywhere. And that's the only way we're going to move forward. I hope that is helpful to you, Suzanne. Laura would like a message as well. Denise says, I hope your travel was lovely. Oh, it was. I actually left the to-do list behind and then walked into a maelstrom, but never mind, it was well worth it. So let me get a card for Laura. I've cleared the deck. What should Laura know that would be helpful to her this week? So this is my new deck. I'm still training it. It doesn't run as quickly and efficiently as the last one, but the last one was so old and moth-eaten that it was sticking together, so I had to get a new deck. So what would Laura know? Can I have a card, please, for Laura? See, this deck doesn't jump as readily. It will. I'm trying to train it. It's like having a new puppy, getting a new deck. You have to kind of connect to it and spend time with it and tell it how you would like it to work. So I'm just going, there we go. I have a card here. It's a major arcana card, Laura. It's Wise Counselor. It comes with a Taurus energy. And this is Archangel Sandalphon, who says, get together with a spiritually minded community, unity, love and unity and support with loving people. So hopefully that will help. Lioness, thank you for an angel hug. Catherine would like a card, if time allows. Facebook has just ditched all my settings again, but let me just look and see a card for Catherine. Oh, I forgot to clear the deck. Clear it. I see it's kind of like training a puppy, this deck. It's I may have to switch to one of my other decks if it's having a puppy moment and not paying attention to me. Could I have a card, please, for Catherine? There we go. I have got, again, Major Arcana card. I have the Wheel, which means that the wheel is turning. Boy, don't we know it this week. So just be aware that whatever energies are going on this week for you, that nothing will stay the same. Life is very much moving forward. There's been a big impetus or a lot of held breath coming up to the results this week. And now we've got them and we need to regroup. And whichever way it went for you, we need to be able to move forward. Interesting, you were asking about a relationship that keeps popping in. So when I've got this card, the Wheel, again, it shows that whatever it is not static, it's evolving. When I get this card for a relationship, it's traveling forward. It's moving you forward, this relationship. So have a look at all aspects of it, because it's probably there to teach you something. So I'm just going to look back to see where I am in terms of timing. I've just got time, I hope, to do this meditation. So let me see if I can find some nice, peaceful music. Can I do that? Yeah, there we go. Because as I said, breath is our greatest friend this week. And we all have breath. If you're on this planet, you're breathing. It is a gift. And when so much in heightened emotions, breath is what grounds us. When I'm doing gong baths and I'm a gong master, I always tell people, breath is your anchor. Use your breath to bring you back into your body, into your balance, into your peace. And when you do breath work, I'm sure if you do any form of yoga or breath work, you'll be very familiar with this, is box breathing. It has many other names, but that's a very simple way. I think it gives you a mental image of how to use it. And you start by breathing in to a count, to holding to account, breathing out to account, holding for account, and repeat. I'm going to start with a count of two and then extend it. So whatever is going on for you, if you find your emotions are heightened or you're triggered by news or other people's opinions, or you find yourself in a debate or a heated discussion with someone, remember that you can do this. You can do it in a car at traffic lights. You can do it in the grocery queue. Nobody knows what you're doing. And it goes like this. Breathe in for one, two, and hold one, two, and breathe out fully one, two, and hold one, two, breathe in for three, one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, and out one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, and this time four, breathe in one, two, three, four, and hold one, two, three, and four, and hold two, three, four, and you can adjust the timing. If four is too much for you, go back to less. Do that on your own. I'll leave you to breathe for a while. Grounding, centering, coming back into your body, back into your peace, back into your center. So hopefully now you feel a little more peaceful. And don't forget, the show goes to on demand as fast as I can get it up there. So you can go back and pick this up and use it whenever you like. If you want to know what the music is, it's by Julie True from her volume, her Music to Journal By, and it's actually called Peaceful Flow. Perfect music for box breathing. Just remember, all this week, remember to breathe, breathe, breathe. Okay, thank you so much for joining me. I can see, I don't know where the show has gone. I am now in the last minute of the show. I'm very quickly going to look back in the Facebook chat room. I think I can get back in time. I can see Maureen coming into the room. So I'm hoping that that has been helpful and centering and useful. Yeah, I haven't really got time to get back in the room. Please do go and use that breathing meditation as best you can. Please remember a message from the end of Game of Thrones, that everybody thinks they know best. And I never get my music to play. What is it with me and technology this week? Anyway, I hope you've been able to glean something that will bring you some grounding and peace. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye for now.